All right, you're very welcome back to the programme. Now, last Friday night, I went to only my third gig since restrictions were eased, and, well, what a show it was. Somebody's Child headlined a sold-out show at the Button Factory in Temple Bar, and the lead singer, Cian Godfrey, joins me now. Cian, good evening. Welcome to the programme.
Hi, Owen. How are you? Thanks, mate, for having me. Thanks for coming to the show.
No problem at all. And, I mean, look, from my point of view, the crowd, the atmosphere, everything was electric in the Button Factory last Friday. What was it like to be on stage and singing to your hometown?
Yeah, it was brilliant. I think there's nothing quite like a homecoming show, and we were just off some cool dates in the UK as well, but I think it was great to see a full room, you know, as much as, you know, that I don't know how long it's going to happen for now again, so I'm just really glad that we got it in, and obviously it's been a couple of years since we last played, so to see the kind of size of the room double and people still singing our songs is something special.
Yeah, we'll talk about the restrictions and kind of what you've been doing over lockdown as well in a few moments' time. But you mentioned that tour over in the UK. You still have a couple of dates left here in Ireland as well. I'd say it's great to get back to some sort of normality and get back on the road again.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's really our first tour. We'd only kind of done a support tour in Ireland before this. So it's a bit mad, you know, having gone out, kind of been stuck at home for so long. And then 2 years later, you're singing in Glasgow and people are singing back your music, you know, just kind of puts things into perspective and makes it seem all worthwhile a little bit again, you know. I think at the heart of Somebody's Child, it is for me about songs and about songwriting, but it really makes kind of the figures make some sort of meaning when you see people coming through the door at your gigs, and it's a really special feeling.
Tell us a little bit about Somebody's Child then, because it's your first time on the programme. We've been playing your music for the last couple of years, and I know people around Kildare and the surrounding areas are absolutely loving it. But the whole idea behind it, where did it come from?
Well, it was actually, I kind of done the pub scene in Dublin for a couple of years and kind of got disheartened by the idea that people just wanted me to play covers all the time. So it was initially started as a project to write songs for other people. And I kind of wanted to take myself away from all the vanity associated with the music industry at the beginning. But then I think as things developed, it kind of became clear that to make a name for yourself as a songwriter, you need to kind of put your songs out there. So that's what I did. And then thankfully that got a bit of momentum. And then we needed to put a band together because people wanted to see us play. And now we're kind of a 5-piece band. And I haven't really looked back because I have these amazing four musicians that play behind me. And they kind of give me the confidence to go out on stage and perform. And now it's developed into what it is today, which is you know, a really, really fun, you know, thing for us all to be doing. Obviously, lockdown was tough, and you said that we were going to get to that, but it's just great to be back in everyone's company and seeing each other again, because we were all kind of in different parts of Ireland for the last couple of years. So yeah, it's been great to kind of make it all come back and make sense, you know, yeah, in our heads again. So we really appreciate people coming out to the gigs and stuff.
And you have a fantastic sound, a very unique sound as well. You've been bringing out a steady stream of music since around about 2018, but it was really, I suppose, 2019, 2020, that things began to really gather momentum when Jungle came out, and then you followed it up with Love That Sound, and then lockdown hit, which was around the start of 2020. So, you know, each musician and each band has experienced lockdown differently. How did you find it yourself?
I think at the start, it was kind of a novelty, and I actually went away and kind of did a bit of, you know, studying myself just in other forms and reading a lot and kind of stuff that I'd always been meaning to do and kind of hadn't had the time to do. But then, you know, it kind of was 6 months in and it didn't seem like it was going to end anytime soon. So we started writing, and it's a peculiar thing, you know, writing in a lockdown, because obviously there's no life going on. There's not much experience to draw from. And we were kind of two of us in a room, you know, in a bubble for months on months, writing kind of from 10 to 6. And it's a tricky thing where you kind of force yourself to write, you know, because I like to be as prolific as possible when it comes to writing. But if you force too much out of it, you're just going to start regurgitating the same stuff. And then if you don't do enough and, you know, you try and, you know, just socialize or do other things, then you're not going to come out with music as well. So I find that now coming back to touring, it gives us that nice balance of, you know, still being integrated with the music scene and yet not kind of forcing ourselves to, or putting pressure on ourselves to come out with too much creatively. And I think that it just kind of happens naturally as a result. So, and I think songs in general come best when, you know, there's no pressure being applied or there's no kind of, you know, goals necessarily to try and achieve, you know, it's better coming from, you know, a place of honesty.
And we're going to play one of your latest singles on the programme very, very shortly, but you touched on it at the very start there as well. Are you a little bit concerned that maybe we might go back to 50% capacity at gigs, and I'd say you're probably delighted that you got the tour in just before that?
I mean, that's it. For somebody, you know, at our stage, it's just important that we're able to go out and play the songs and kind of get that confidence back, I suppose, from having not been able to play for the last couple of years. So we're really fortunate in that our dates just happen to, you know, coincide with the opening of restrictions and stuff, but unfortunately other people have had to cancel and stuff, so I do really feel for that. I think as a kind of young enough band, you try and set yourself a trajectory, and that obviously got cut short by COVID. So, you know, if it got cancelled this time around, who knows when the next time it's going to be. It's going to be another 6 months, and then, you know, it's very easy to kind of lose momentum in that sense and stay kind of driven. So I think we were fortunate in that, and just to kind of get our gigs in. So well, in a selfish sense, I'm quite grateful, but I do understand that there's a lot of people out there who've suffered more, you know. So I think it's just about kind of keeping your head high and trucking along as much as possible. So because it's a tough enough business in the first place, you know. So it's just about trying to keep that confidence up.
Absolutely, and you're playing down in Dolan's in Limerick tonight, but last Friday, that was the first time I'd seen you guys live, and as you said, you haven't been on tour that much, but you blew me away, honestly did. The energy that you guys have on stage is fantastic, and that fed into the crowd as well. You played a mixture of some of the older songs, the well-known songs, but also new stuff as well that you were able to showcase and show people what you've been working on for the last 2 years.
That's it, yeah. I mean, we have so many songs that we weren't even able to play, so it was a bit of a gamble trying new songs. You know, we only had a few rehearsals before it, but it's great to be able to do that because we've been working on so much new music, and even the music that's out, we didn't get to play that for, you know, a whole year. So, so at the moment we're kind of working towards an album, and we're really excited to kind of, you know, tease a little bit of what we're able to do. And I think what we kind of missed over the lockdown is that you develop your songs when you do play them live, you know, and you see what kind of resonates with people and what doesn't and how you feel about it. We haven't been able to do that, so a lot of our songs have just been developed in, you know, rooms without the kind of idea of playing them live. So now it's an exciting time that we get to kind of try a few of these out and see how those ideas develop, you know, live, and how we start to play it. And then that will filter back into the kind of studio recordings when we get around to it.
And finally, Keane, we'll finish up on this then, because one thing that I have noticed over the last couple of years is how much artists are supporting each other in various different forms. And you'll know, as an upcoming band, how important it is to get the likes of support slots. So just a word on Modern Love. They supported you at the Button Factory. I seen them in the Workman's Club a couple of weeks previous as well. And they're certainly ones to watch going forward.
Definitely, yeah. We've been really, really lucky in terms of who's kind of been able to support us in different places. We tried to get kind of local bands to be able to kind of give a dig out, because I know how difficult it is when you're kind of getting started. But Modern Love are obviously killing as well. I think I was actually at that gig as well myself, checking them out before the Button Factory gig. So, yeah, I mean, their kind of numbers are speaking for themselves. So I'm sure they're delighted with the gig.
Well, listen, Keane Gonfrey, lead singer of Somebody's Child, on that gig at the Button Factory last week, and indeed talking about some of the latest releases that you guys have brought out. Do you want to introduce actually this next song, Keane, and tell us a little bit about it before we play it? Stubborn, one of the latest singles?
Yeah, Stubborn is off our latest EP, Staying Sane. I think it shows, you know, how I was feeling in the middle of lockdown. It was written in Bundoran along with the other four tracks, which is kind of a concept EP about a kind of surf town in a small place on the west coast of Ireland, and I think it's quite time and place, but also maybe shows characters or characteristics of myself within it. But yeah, I won't go into it too much. I want to let the listener decide for themselves.